Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. Today, we're going to be praying for you when you're experiencing regret. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Amy. Today is a little of a tough one, but it's one that is so needed, right? Mm-hmm. We have talked about what regret really means and even the differences between regret and repentance. Mm-hmm. If you have need of repentance, we tune in. We have a podcast for that. And please go listen to that and pray along with us if you are in need of repentance. But there's also so many times and experiences, right, where we have regret in our lives. And yeah. It may be something big. It may be a sin that you committed that you regret and have hanging over you. But sometimes it's just things in our life that the devil loves to hold on to and poke at us with and keep over our heads. Yeah. It always makes me think of such a silly time in junior high, actually, when I was auditioning for a musical and I tried something different during the audition and it did not go well. And I kind of got teased about it. The director didn't really like it. I didn't end up getting a very good part. And I have lived in regret over that silly decision, and it hung over me for a really long time. And sometimes even still, even though I know I've moved on from it and I've let the Lord heal that in my life, that it still tries to come into my mind and try and live yeah. with me and in me, and I have to put it down daily. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many situations right like that. So we invite you to pray with us if it's something deep, like regretting the loss of a loved one, maybe not speaking to them or the way you treated them, or something silly in your life as something like mine. But there are many things we can regret in our lives. Please know that's not from the Lord, and let's work mm-hmm. together on that to bring that to Him and allow Him to heal us. Will you pray with us?
Oh God, we come before you right now on behalf of our listener who is experiencing regret. It may be something huge that they've just been really regretting for a long time. It may be something that might seem to be small to other people, but it is really weighing on them, Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I just come before you right now, and I just want to claim 2 Corinthians 5 for our listener right now that says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That when we are in Christ, we are new, we are made new. And so, God, I pray right now for our listener who's experiencing this regret. God, will you just help them to release it? God, I pray that you will take it from them. And Lord, that you will not allow them to live in this regret. And Lord, we know that the evil one likes to use those regrets to try to separate us from you. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will not allow that to be true in our listener's life right now. God, that whatever it is that they're holding on to or that just keeps coming back into their mind, Lord, that you will not allow it in any way to separate them from you, God. We know that from your word that we cannot be separated, that nothing, in fact, can separate us from the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And so, God, we claim that for them, and we pray they will believe it and live it in Jesus' name.
Oh, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can come to you with anything in our lives, big or small, Father, that you are there waiting to hear us, to hold us, and to walk with us through it. Mm. Father, so I speak again these same things, that we would release this and not hold on to any regret. Thank you that we can bring it to you and you hear it, and then it is set free. Lord, just as it says in Colossians 3, Lord, we help us not to keep our minds on this regret, to keep our minds on something we can no longer control, Father, but we would set our mind on things above, not on earthly things. Lord, those things are set to entrap us and to ensnare us and to keep us stuck, to keep us isolated. Father, I pray against isolation or feeling shame with these things, whether it's something big or small, it can keep us from being in community together. I pray against that even in it also says that we set our hearts on things above, Lord, that our hearts and our minds would be set on you and the purpose you have for us and the things you have for us to work in, and not be stuck or set aside by things that we have experienced or said or done that are keeping us in regret, Lord. We let go and lift our hands to you from where our help comes from.
And Lord, we declare, according to your word in Romans 8, that therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set us free from the law of sin and death. That we walk, Lord, we walk according to your promise, according to your word, that there is no condemnation. Lord, do not allow us to live in condemnation of guilt and sin. If we have confessed that sin, it is removed from us and forgiven. And so, God, will you not allow shame or guilt to rule in our lives? And Lord, we also just think of Philippians 4, where it says, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And Lord, will you direct our minds that way? Lord, we take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And so, Lord, will you not allow us to dwell on those things from the past that we're regretting, but instead will you allow us to think about things that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Help us to think on excellent and praiseworthy things in our lives and what you have done for us and how much you love us, and do not allow us to dwell on that regret, Lord. We release it to you in Jesus' name.
Oh, and Father, while we stand and dwell on you and on godly things and on the mind of Christ, Father, and we do not continue dwelling on things we've experienced or things we said, I thank you for verses such as Philippians 3, 12, 13, and 14, Lord, where Paul admonishes us, Lord, to press on towards the goal to win the prize, Lord, that we are forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, Lord. May we not dwell on the past and stay stuck in those moments, but we would press on towards the prize, Lord. You have us to look to you, to look to the prize ahead, which is heaven and eternal life and helping to win souls here on this earth, Lord. And if we are stuck in the devil's schemes and stuck in our own lives, Father, we cannot as well do those things. So, Lord, may we set our eyes on you and press on towards the prize. Lord, I thank you that you are a God of mercy and a God of compassion. Lord, that you are compassionate and gracious. You are slow to anger and abounding in love. Father, may we remember that when we may be even angry at ourselves, Lord, for something that has happened or been said. Lord, we remember that you are not a God of anger. You are compassionate and gracious, and may we be compassionate and gracious with ourselves. Father, give us godly wisdom to deal with ourselves and our emotions and our feelings, and help us to bring them to heaven and bring them to you, to where you can refine us and teach us and really keep us moving forward and better each and every time. Father, I thank you that we belong to you, the God of truth and the God of love and compassion. Lord, we want to carry out your desires, but we know that Satan is the father of lies. He is out there to steal, kill, and destroy. He is the father of lies, Lord. And so we do not hold on to lies that are in our lives that come across our mind and try and tempt us and keep us stuck or keep us on something that is not of you. So we let go of those, Lord. I rebuke the devil and he will flee in the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow. And Lord, we think on truth. We think on love. We lift our eyes to you, Father, and thank you that you are the God of truth and love. You are our Heavenly Father who is always there for us, and we stand firm on that, Lord, letting go and allowing you to heal us from the inside, Lord. We love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. We hope that this time of prayer has been a blessing to you the way it has for us. And we want to leave you with this. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is a ministry of New Hope Christian Community Church in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the work of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.